Sadaq Allahu al-Azim. Mu'mineen, we are starting Surah Hajj, inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the wasila of Ahlul Bayt that Allah give us tawfiqah to complete it, inshallah. Surah Hajj is has a lot of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about Surah Hajj that who recites Surah Hajj, his thawab is equal to the thawab of all the Hajj and Umrah done from the beginning till the end of the time. Can you imagine the reward of reciting Surah Hajj? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that whoever recites the Surah every 3 days, he will not get out of the year, but he will honor to go to sacred house. Surah Hajj was revealed in Medina. I recited the first verse, and it's about the judgment day. I read the translation, inshallah. O mankind, be in fear of your Lord. Surely the earthquake of our is a grievous thing. Allah is reminding every human being that fear your Lord of the earthquake of the hour is a grievous thing. That because we get earthquakes and they are only for 5-10 seconds, you know, but that earthquake will be big. You know, and Allah talks in next verse about how serious the earthquake would be. And this earthquake is before the first trumpet will be blown, when everybody will die. Then the second trumpet will be blown, then everybody will be raised from the dust, you know, we know that. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with his companion and asked about, he said, do you know about doomsday? So the companion said, only Allah and Prophet know what is about the doomsday. So Prophet started describing the doomsday. He said that Allah will address Adam alayhi salam, and he'll say bring the fuel of hellfire. Adam alayhi salam will say, Allah, what is the fuel of hellfire? Allah will say that from your progeny, out of 1,000, 999 will go to hell and one will go to paradise. Ya Allah. So the companion started crying, you know, because it's a big number who are going to go to hell. So Prophet said, be steadfast and take the straight path. Prophet gave them admonition. Prophets have always been in the age of ignorance. And then Prophet said that the inhabitant of hellfire will be the one who are ignorant people, are hypocrites. Those will go to hellfire. Then Prophet said that to the companion that indeed I'm hopeful that you will make quarter of the people of paradise. That's what Prophet said to companion to boost their moral up. Then they said, Allah Akbar. Then our Prophet said, indeed I'm hopeful that my nation will make 1/3 of the people of paradise. Then companion said, Allah Akbar. And then Prophet said further down that indeed I'm hopeful that you will make half of people of paradise. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. So our Prophet is such a kind Prophet, you know, and we are in the religion of choice from Allah. Inna deena indallahi Islam, you know, we are in that religion, you know. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we should thank Allah. Being in Islam, but we have to be careful that in Islam, there are 73 sects, and we pray to Allah that we are in the right one, because Prophet said that that Jews got divided into 71 sects and one will go to paradise. Christian got divided into 72 sects and one will go to paradise. And in my nation, Prophet said there will be 73 sects and one will go to paradise. That sect would be the one who really truly holds Quran and Ahlul Bayt, you know, Hadith of Thaqlain, you know, two heavyweights, you know. That's the hadith of two heavyweights, you know. What are the two heavyweights? Quran, Hakim, and Ahlul Bayt, Athar. And we have to be sticking to both of them, you know, like glue, and follow them. Now, in the next verse, Allah talk in detail about how the earthquake will be. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَدْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدْعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتٍ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ الشَّدِيدِ On the day you shall behold it, every suckling mother shall forsake her suckling babe, and every pregnant woman shall lay down her burden, and she will see, you shall see the people intoxicated, yet they are not intoxicated, but the chastisement of Allah is severe. The one who will be suckling the babe will stop suckling with that earthquake because it's so grievous, and somebody is carrying the fetus in the uterus will fall down because of fear, and people will look intoxicated, but they will not intoxicate. They'll be so scared and confused with the severity and length of that earthquake. Now, in next verse, Allah talks about the people who are misguided. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ الشَّيْطَانِ مَرِيدٍ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُدِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And among people there are such as dispute about Allah without knowledge and follow every rebellious Satan, about whom it is decreed that whoever takes him for friend, then verily he will mislead him and will guide him into torment of burning fire. There are people who don't read Quran, they don't study anything, and without studying, without anything, you know, they have their own false belief, you know. And those people are especially who are those, that kind of ignorant people will try to run away from Quran. If you ask them to read Quran, they will run away because they have their own mindset of their false belief, you know. So Allah is talking about them. And that's why, you know, we discuss the first hadith of Prophet. Out of 1,999 will go to hellfire because of these things. Because they don't study. You have to study, you know. So I go back to the translation. And among people there are such disputable about Allah without knowledge like book and hadith, and follow every rebellious Satan. When you don't have a Quran, you don't have hadith, so what you got is a rebellious Satan, and he follows it, every rebellious Satan. And what Allah said about this rebellious Satan, about whom it is decreed that whoever takes him for a friend, then verily he will mislead him. Two things he'll do: mislead him and will guide him into torment of burning fire. That's why 999 will go to burning fire. Because they don't study, they don't ponder, you know, Quran and Hadith, and all these other human beings. When you ask other human beings who are non-Muslim, can you read, sir, please, Quran? I say, what are you talking about? Because the people want to not take any kind of responsibility or burden or seriousness toward Judgment Day. People, this life is past time and play, you know. I have a lot of people from different religion, and they think it's like a joke, this life, you know. So that's why Allah is talking about, and those kind of people, you know, those people who have no guidance, they go to any shaitan, you know, whatever the shaitan says, they do it. You see all different kind of foolish ideologies and all that, they just go with that because they don't have knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah is talking in the next verse about how Allah will raise people on the judgment day, you know. Talks about the process of how Allah creates us in the uterus of our mother. Then Allah talks about how we are born and how we grow up, and Allah talks about how the earth is dried up land, then rain falls, and Allah gives new life. So inshallah, I'll read slowly because it's long verse, we'll go into parts. O people, if you are in doubt about resurrection, then verily we created you from dust. Allah says, we created from dust. What are you questioning about resurrection? Then Allah talks further. Then from a sperm, then from a clot, and then from a lump of flesh. Partly formed and partly unformed. So Allah is talking about these different stages of formation, you know. So for the dust, you know, just elements, then become sperms, right? From sperms, that becomes a clot, and from clot it becomes a lump of flesh, you know, and partly formed and partly unformed. These things which you see, a clot and a flesh, these things could not be seen before microscope, how the developing embryo looks like. Now we have microscope and we see that really it looks like a blood clot first, then it becomes like a lump of flesh, partly formed and unformed in the process of development. Now we know, after 1400 years with the microscope, the discovery. But before, we did not know, but Quran informed us how the microscopic small fetus looks like, which we could not see from naked eye, these things. That we may manifest to you. So Allah says about this partly form and form, because some embryos start differentiating into body organs and becomes like fetus, and some embryo fail to grow to fetus and they get aborted, you know. That's what Allah is talking about. Allah says about that partly form and partly unformed, that we may manifest to you, to so He can manifest us to His power, you know. And we cause what we will to remain in the wombs for appointed time. Then we bring you out as a babes, then that you may attain your maturity. And some of you are called to die in a young age, and some of you are kept back to worst part of life, so that they may know nothing after having known it. And some will become old. Allah talk about old is the worst part of the life. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that one who is 100 years old is in the worst part of the life. Allah says that some of you die young, some you go to the late age. That's called worst part of life. Why it becomes worst part of life? Because you become so dependent, you know. Especially, what is our achievement in life? Our knowledge, you know. And in the worst part of life, people develop dementia, forget everything. So, and that's so traumatic to them. So you see, mostly demented people are so depressed, you know. Because they lost everything, you know. There is a big difference between children and old people. Children, when they don't know much, parents are there and they hope that one day he'll be a knowledgeable man. But when there's an old man and he forgets everything, you know, young the elders who are his children still expect him to be some way behaving, you know. But poor man has no brain cell left. But still, people expect from this poor old man, you know. And then another thing, that there's no hope for him to get better. So people have like a very negativistic, hopeless attitude towards this poor man, old man, that when he's going to die, you know. So that's called the worst part of the life, you know. That's what Allah says in the Quran for parents, how parents should be treated. You should not even say oof to them, because they are so fragile, you know. They are so depressed. They are so much traumatized with this kind of losses they go through life, and then they have to deal with grave, you know. But there are some exception to that, like who are our scholars, you know, are some scientists who exercise their brain all the time. Even their 80s and 90s, their brain, if you keep your brain active, then it stays active. So it's recommended that we should keep doing our brain exercise, like reading, and especially when you read Quran, especially it gives you good memory. And the verse continues after that. Back to the worst part of the life, so that they know nothing after having known. And you see the earth dry, dead, but when we send down the water on it, it stirs up and swirls and brings forth every kind of attractive herbage in pairs. Allah says that you see the earth dry down, and we send the water, and all kind of herbage comes out in the pairs. Allah says, Zawjin Bahij. Zawjin is for the pairs, you know. When did we know about the pairs? We just knew about the pairs when microscope came, that there's a male plant and a female plant. Before, we had no idea. Pollination and all that. But Quran said 1400 years ago that they are in pairs, you know. That's why Imam Ali says that Tafsir of Quran will change with time, because we will have more knowledge and we can see in the light of science to understand Quran in a different terms, you know. Alhamdulillah bil alamin. So Allah described all His glorification and how He's omnipotent on everything. He is omnipotent because He is the one who from the dust makes a human being, and He's the one from the dry land gives us as all kind of green plants, you know. And that's our risk, you know. If rainfall doesn't fall for maybe a couple of years, we will not have life in this planet. Nobody will live, you know, because that's so important, which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is taking us towards the reminding us that He is omnipotent to raise us from from our graves on the judgment day. Because people doubt, people used to laugh, and prophets used to say, or other prophets came, that you'll be raised from the dust, and people used to laugh. People used to laugh because they never pondered that how they were created. They don't ponder how their food is being created. They were so fools. Still people are like this, fools. They see it, even scientists are fools. They see it, everything is happening, and they like a fool, start laughing, you know, because they do not ponder and they do not learn from Allah's word. That's why this is the knowledge. This is Allah's word. This is the ilm. And once who gets ilm can get guided. After saying all this, Allah talks about ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْحَقُّ وَأَنَّهُ يُحِي الْمَوْتَى وَأَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This is because really Allah, He is the truth. Allah says, Allah has talked about all these things, and I am the truth. And because really He gives life to the dead, He says, I give life to dead. And because verily He is all powerful over everything. If you don't believe that He is Qadir Mutlaq, He's omnipotent, we don't have faith in Allah then. We have to have that He's Qadir Mutlaq. He is omnipotent. He can do anything. And Allah sure with this great verse everything. And if we have some sense of understanding, we will know that this is the reality. And Allah is the reality. Allah is the haqq. Because Allah says in the verse, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقُّ. He is the truth. See, He is the truth. You see all this truth? His sun and the moon and earth, and they are truth, right? They are truth, right? But how they came into existence? From the real truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the real truth of Allah. We are the truth, right? This I'm sitting here is the truth. But how I was created? From the absolute truth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolute truth. That's why Allah says, I am the absolute truth. And all other are related truths, you know, because I am the absolute truth. I created you. Then Allah says, وَأَنَّ السَّعَةَ آتِيُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And Allah says, after giving this logic, Quran always talks about with the logic, Allah says, and verily the hour is coming, Allah says, and there is no doubt therein, and that verily Allah will raise up whoever is within the graves. That's it. Because when people have the belief that they will be raised from their grave, then they'll become muttaqi, they'll become pious, and they'll follow Allah's command, you know. But if somebody doesn't ponder and doesn't think that he'll be raised, he has no fear of Allah Ta'ala. He has no desire to meet Him. So Allah is giving the concept of resurrection so that people become muttaqi and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is about the leaders, you know. Ignorant leaders who are ignorant and they know nothing and they lead the people towards hellfire. That's why out of 1,999 will go to hellfire. Muslim nation has 73 sects. One will go to paradise because of these ignorant leaders. And what is the sign of these ignorant leaders? And among the people there is such one that disputes about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, and without any enlightened book. Turning away in the pride to lead astray from the path of Allah. For him there is a disgrace in this world, and we shall make him to be on the day of judgment the punishment of the burning fire. He is the one who disputes with Allah without knowledge, without guidance, and without any enlightening book. Knowledge comes with logic, brothers and sisters. Logical knowledge. That's what Allah is talking about. This logical knowledge comes through Quran and Hadith. And without knowledge and without guidance, guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Tafasir say that real guidance is that when Allah guides you towards your guide, the Hadi, the Hadi of your time, Imam of the time, who is the leader, so that you can follow Allah's appointed leader. So you will be guided. That's why Imam Ali says, that Imam Ali says, whoever seeks guidance other than the guidance of Allah goes astray. Allah guides towards the Imam, the Hadi, the guide. And then Imam Ali says, whoever obeys his Lord, fears his sin, is guided. People, and how he gets guided? Through Quran, you know. So there are two things we talked about. Among the men, there is one, a dispute of Allah without knowledge, we talked about, without guidance, which is Hadi, and without any enlightening book. That's the third thing, which is the enlightening book. Quran is an enlightening book, you know. unless you don't have these three things, you cannot be a leader. And unfortunately, people lack these things which Allah is talking about. They have no knowledge, they don't have intelligent thinking, they are not guidance to the true guide, and they don't have enlightening book in their heart. You know, how many are there who have enlightening book in heart? You hear a lot of speakers and they will be talking for things here and there, but they will not talk much about the Muhkam verses of Quran, you know. They will not talk about it because these Muhkam verses, those Muhkam is clear verses, simple clear verses, are the really basis of the book, you know, Ummul Kitab. They will not talk about it. They'll talk about here and there, you know. You have to talk about the clear verses of Quran, which is the Ummul Kitab. This is the basis of book. And when you do on your heart, you have taqwa and piety, and you are taking Quran in your heart, it becomes really enlightening book in your heart, you know, like we have our marajas. We had Imam Khomeini. He used to read Quran 12 times a day because his heart was enlightened all the time with the Quran, you know. But Allah talks about the one who don't have that, what they will do? Turning away in pride to lead astray from the path of Allah. You see all these rebellious leaders, they take you away from the path of the Allah. For him there is a disgrace in this world, and we shall make him to be on the day of judgment, punishment of burning fire. They'll seek the burning fire, you know. But unfortunately, most of the people will follow them. These rebellious leaders will take them to burning fire. And they are all arrogant, Allah talks about. They turn in the pride when you ask them, sir, what are you doing? They'll turn out. And they'll take people to burning fire. Zalik, so Allah says, I'll put them in hellfire. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْثَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And Allah says, when Allah will send them to hellfire, Allah says, this is for that which you two hands have sent before, and that Allah is not unjust to his servants. He is not unjust to his servants. You send yourself these things, you know. Now we have Karbala. In Karbala, there is Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Yazid. Balid is there. Now you know what kind of knowledge and guidance in an enlightening book Imam Hussain had, and what kind of knowledge and guidance Yazid Palid had. He had nothing, we know that. He was a low character man without knowledge, just the desire to be arrogant and to make sure that people respect him. So we had on one hand 72 people, and one hand we had 30,000 army facing each other. This Muharram, you know. And Imam Hussain fought that battle. And in the battle he cried a couple of times. And when he cried a couple of times, it was asked, why are you crying? He said that I'm crying for the Ummah. That Ummah is going to go to hellfire. And before he came from, when he started Medina and came into Makkah, from Makkah into Karbala, people were saying, Ya Rasulullah, why you are going to Karbala? He said, I'm going for Amr bin Maruf and Nahim bin Munkar to save people from hellfire, to bring people toward knowledge and guidance and enlightening book. And unfortunately, we have some people among so-called Muslims who started supporting Yazid Palid. This is the end of their any kind of intellectuality, any kind of thinking.